The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Eat Your Greens, the podcast, a show about how eating a plant-based diet can save the world. Here's your host, longtime vegan, Aaron Bostrom. Hello and welcome everybody to the first episode of Eat Your Greens, the podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Bostrom, and we're just going to jump right into our discussion today. So today we're going to be talking about just the basics of being vegan. What does it mean? How to start? All that good stuff. So a lot of questions that people have about being vegan is where it starts. Like, what does it mean? What does it mean to be vegan? The dictionary definition of being vegan is, simply put, just abstaining from eating any animal, including animal byproducts such as milk and eggs, for a variety of different reasons. Those reasons are what we're going to kind of dive into right now. There is a ton of reasons that someone could or couldn't be vegan, or is or isn't, etc. But there are three main ones that a lot of people are vegan for. The first one being health. Some doctors recommend a vegan diet to help with specific medical conditions. Eating plant-based can help, especially if you are going through certain treatments, taking certain medications, things like that. The second being animal rights. A statistic that has actually made a lot of people stop eating meat and using animal products altogether is the fact that a pig is actually smarter than your average dog. So, because people have pets that are dogs, and I know people have pets that are pigs too, but you know, we eat pigs, we don't eat dogs. So that is just a little food for thought. Huh, it's funny. See what I did there? Okay, anyway. The third reason is environmental reason, which I would say is a big reason, especially among young people nowadays. Just meaning that eating a plant-based diet is the most effective way single-handedly someone can reduce their carbon footprint. But this is a huge topic, and we will dive much deeper into this in next week's episode. So, something that is really important to know is that when it comes to being vegan, it is personal experience. It is different for everybody, and everyone's journey is going to look and be different than the next. Nothing's going to be the same. To kind of start off, I wanted to share my journey with being vegan and going plant-based. It started 3 years ago when I decided to stop eating meat, but I did continue to use other animal products such as cheese and eggs, as I was like, it's going to be so hard to cut that out, which I thought, and it was and wasn't, but I'll get into that in a little bit. As someone who works in the fitness industry, proper nutrition is vital in being successful in my job. I had always had reservations about becoming fully plant-based, worrying that I was not going to be able to sustain my current lifestyle. That was my main issue, is that I was like, how am I going to get enough protein? How am I going to get enough nutrients that I need to be able to work out and do things the way I do things? Because I live a very active life. But I decided that it was definitely more important that I make these changes for animals and for environmental reasons, that I did a lot of research about it and learned that a vegan diet is incredibly beneficial and sustainable, especially when you know what you're eating and you know how to eat it. This opened my eyes to the possibilities of being vegan and helped me find a new appreciation for cooking and creating vegan recipes altogether. I grew up in a very much like a takeout household. We didn't really ever cook much. And so I never really knew that I had such a like affinity for cooking, or that I enjoyed doing it so much, until I kind of became vegan and had less options when going out to eat. And also, I mean, moved out and live on my own. But it definitely has been a really interesting journey to find out that not only do I enjoy eating vegan and doing my job in fitness, but I also really enjoy cooking and creating these recipes and stuff that are good and nutritious, I guess. And that's just the Spark Notes version of my kind of journey to being vegan. Your story is going to be different, it's going to look different, and that's totally okay. So as long as you are making the change, making the effort, it doesn't matter how it goes. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about where to start in your journey to being vegan. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are going to be diving into our second part of today's show, which is where to start. This is something that I think is a really important when it comes to making a big change in your life, because it can be intimidating. And unlike things like a diet, you know, like when people do keto or something like that, that's not intended to be like a long-term thing. It's intended to be like a quick fix to whatever problem they're having, etc. But being vegan is not a diet, quote-unquote diet. It's definitely a lifestyle change, and that can be incredibly intimidating. Eating plant-based, like I said, is not a diet and will definitely require more effort and energy than a normal diet would, or a normal change in your diet, because you do have to be more aware of everything that you're eating, which is not something that should be seen as intimidating, because it's not really hard. And if you have the motivation to do something like that, you're able to do anything you set your mind to. So my first little bit of advice when it comes to becoming plant-based is to start small. Making little changes often make the biggest impact on us as people long-term. Something really important that I think to say, to even talk about, is that doing something cold turkey, like going from eating meat and cheese and dairy and stuff to just automatically the next day cutting it off and saying I'm going vegan, is not necessarily the most beneficial way to do that. You might be the type of person who can just like cold turkey, like have no issue with that. And if that's you, that's awesome. But long-term success is going to come when you gradually make these changes. Because when you go all in right away, you're more likely to miss the things that you have cut out of your diet, which can in turn just make you want to go back to eating meat, eating this, eating that, you know? So like I said, starting small is going to be your best friend when it comes to making these like big lifestyle changes. Some ways that you could do that would just be like cut out all red meat, only eat chicken and fish, stuff like that. Stop eating. Another way would be to stop eating cheese and other dairy products. Instead, opt for non-dairy options. A big part of being vegan for me was that I could not get into like vegan cheese. I thought it was gross. But as soon as you change your mentality to be like, this is not cheese, it just resembles cheese in a plant-based way, it makes it a lot easier. It's not as good. I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's not as good, but it does do the job. A third way that you can make small changes is making an effort to only purchase eggs from local farms with where you know the person who has these chickens, you know that they're being treated super humanely, things like that, versus buying quote unquote free range eggs that are available at the store. Because what does that even mean? There's a bunch of, I don't know exactly, but we'll definitely get into this in another episode, but there is a lot of like issues with what does free range mean, and like, and how places can put that on their packaging without actually being free range type of thing. So just something to keep in mind. The other thing that really resonates with me is that it takes 30 days to form a habit. The first 30 days is going to be the hardest. And something I always like to stress is that it's about consistency and not perfection. If you slip up, make a mistake, it doesn't matter in the long run. What matters is that you're making the conscious effort to make these changes, to better yourself, to better the planet, to help others. That's all that matters. And the longer you go, the more consistent you are, the easier it's going to be to make these big changes. And like I said before, you're not aiming for perfection. Lastly, I think it's really important to find a reason that resonates with you. Like we were talking about in the last segment, is it for animal rights? Is it for health? Is it for environmental reasons? What is the reason you're doing this? Having a true reason that resonates with you is going to make this process a lot easier. All right, we're going to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the stereotype of vegans. So see you in a bit. All right, let's get into segment number 3. This is going to be talking about ending the stereotype that vegans are all super judgmental and are not tolerant of people with other lifestyle choices. I want to change that narrative. I don't think that that's fair. I don't think that it's fair for anyone to judge anyone about their eating habits. You don't know their reasons. You don't know their life, etc. I have met many people, some people that will definitely be on the show later in later episodes, who are mostly plant-based, but like hate calling themselves vegan because of how people who are vegan are like crazy about that label. I think that is not okay. For example, there's a big question about honey. We'll definitely dive more into honey, a whole section about that in another episode, because it's actually quite fascinating. But a little short recap of what it is that bees are protected by humans, in terms that if there were no humans farming honey, keeping bees, there would be no bees. And as you all probably know, bees are incredibly important to our planet, to pollinate, to do all of this stuff that really benefits our world. And so without human farming of bees, there would be none, which is humans' fault that there would be none. But, you know, it's kind of what I would say a true gray area, that it's like, is it an animal byproduct? Yes. But if you didn't consume that product, there would be no bees. Which is, again, eating honey is definitely a personal choice from vegan to vegan. I don't know any two vegans who have the exact same feeling about that. But it's just something to keep in mind, that I believe if you are a vegan who eats honey, you still are a vegan. And if you're a vegan who doesn't eat honey, you're still a vegan. And that's just because that is something that you've made that choice, and you can use any label that you're comfortable with. So, being vegan should definitely be something that is widely talked about and encouraged, but not in a forceful and better than you way. I've had so many people tell me that they would have never guessed that I was vegan because I don't talk about it all the time and stuff like that. And while I think that that's, you know, you should get to talk about whatever you want to talk about as much as you want to talk about it, that there is a lot of stigma and is a lot of stereotypes about people being vegan, thinking that they're better than other people or acting that way about their diet choices. I think that no matter what, that is not the move. It's super disrespectful to judge anyone for their diet choices, and it's not your place to do that. So I think that being vegan is something that should be talked about, and that people who are vegan should be open to questions, should be open to conversation about that, because it helps people learn and helps people know that being part of this sort of community of people who are vegan is welcoming and encourages questions and encourages conversation and doesn't just judge. Me personally, I believe that any steps towards a plant-based lifestyle is a step in the right direction. You don't need to be perfect. Like I said last segment, you don't need to have this like perfect track record of never slipping up, never eating an animal product, never making a mistake. That is not what it's about. What it's about is making a conscious effort to create change, to invoke change in yourself and in others. And I think that that's the best part about starting something like this, is that It just gets to be what works for you. How do you start? That's something that was hard for me because I was like, do I just do it? Do I wait? Do I just start making the changes? That's my biggest piece of advice. If you're thinking about it, there's no harm in trying because you can always go back. So just do it. Nike. Make small changes like I talked about in the last segment and find a reason that resonates with you. That's going to be your best friend. It's going to be the thing that makes this the easiest for you. All right, well, that wraps up our first episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope it was informative. I am going to be putting out a new episode every single week, so definitely tune back in next week. I hope that you had a informative, great vegan listening journey. I'll see you next week. Bye.